From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Emily Polsander. Western snow cover was the lowest it's been since 2001 when February kicked off. The measurements are based on satellite records over the past 25 years. That's according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Utah has record low statewide snowpack this month. There still is snow at higher elevations, but lower down it's melted or totally gone. And if the landscape dries out, Utah could have a longer wildfire season. Wetter than normal conditions in the West are forecast over the next 2 weeks. But it'll be rain, not snow, since temperatures will still be above average for a lot of the region. A string of teenagers killing other teenagers shook Ogden last summer and fall. Now, as KUER's Macy Lipkin reports, there's a plan to prevent more youth violence.
Jim Ritalik is the director of the Weber County Public Defender Group. He says this is the worst juvenile violence he's ever seen.
I've been doing public defense work for 35 years, and I'm tired of representing the grandchildren of the parents and grandparents that I've represented all those years.
Now he's working with the people who run a successful youth violence prevention program in Magna. The goal is to bring it to Weber County. Amber Leeds is the Youth Justice Coalition Coordinator with Salt Lake County. She says the Magna program brings together schools, social services, and law enforcement. They work to prevent kids from dropping out or from getting into gangs or substance abuse.
That's kind of the secret sauce of the whole thing, is really getting people to the table and talking about how do we work together and share our resources.
Republican Representative Tyler Clancy requested $1.2 million from the legislature. It would expand the program to Weber and Utah counties. For KUER News, I'm Macy Lipkin in Ogden.
Utah lawmakers are considering cutting income taxes again. KUER's politics reporter Sean Higgins appeared on KPCW's local news hour this week. He explained that while the Utah legislature is generally pro-cutting taxes, the broader landscape is a little different this year.
So this would lower the income tax rate by, I think it's 0.05 of a percent. So 4.5 to 4.45% of taxable income. And this one is really interesting because we are looking at a little bit of a lean year as far as revenue to the state. We have a $300 million shortcoming with the passage of the Big Beautiful Bill in Washington, D.C. That's $300 million of federal money that the state will not get. And the state needs to either make cuts or make that up somewhere else. And if we're also cutting income tax rates, that could make it a little complicated.
That was KUER politics reporter Sean Higgins. Utah usually sees a spike in alcohol-related crashes on Super Bowl Sunday. That's coming up this weekend. The Utah Department of Public Safety says in the past decade, there have been about 4 alcohol-related crashes on average on the day of the big game. On a typical February day, it's 2. Law enforcement will be working extra shifts this weekend to look out for impaired drivers. And the state says people should make a plan to get home safely before kickoff. You are listening to KUER News.